you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest this morning. Her name is Courtney Jeter, yes, like the baseball player, and she is a licensed marriage family therapist and also a certified sex therapist. So welcome to the show, Courtney Jeter.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Okay, Courtney, so tell us a little bit about your practice and what you're helping the people of Atlanta, Georgia with.
I will do that. And I actually help the people of Georgia as well because I'm so specialized. There's not many sex therapists and certified sex therapists in the United States.
Right.
So I practice in Atlanta. I'm licensed as a marriage and family therapist. That's my degree. And I have a certification in sex therapy. So pretty much went to grad school all over again to get those three little letters. and so I really help people around sexual issues. I do general relationship or couples discord and conflict. A lot of people come to me for painful sex, whether it's men, women, differing libidos in men or women, different ideas of how we want to have sex. And I spend a lot of time during my week talking about sex.
Well, you have the best job ever.
I like to think so. I do enjoy my job. I have to say that.
Now, I'm sure this will probably be an easy question to answer, but so I see you went to school as a marriage and family therapist. Obviously, if you're counseling couples and married couples, that mm-hmm. sex sometimes works its little way in there. Was it kind of like a natural move over to the sex therapy?
Yeah, it was for me. Some people are not comfortable addressing sex. Some therapists get really uncomfortable. I don't know what to say, what to tell this couple.
Right.
For me, I was like, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to do this since undergrad. So for me, it was just I had to find a way to make it happen, and I did. So I was able just to jump on in there and, well, tell me what you want to talk about, or let's talk about that. I get a lot of, well, you've probably never heard this, or this is the weirdest thing you've ever heard. That's probably not. I've heard some very interesting and unique things. I don't like using the word weird, but I'm definitely open to hearing about things I have not heard about as well.
Because when it comes to human sexuality, I guess the simplest way to put it is we all like different things, and sometimes you find someone you love, but sexually maybe things aren't as compatible as you'd like them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about helping somebody who's suffering from, let's say, libido issues, like, the woman wants to have sex less or more than the man, or vice versa? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do you help them kind of get those issues out of the way?
I first look at what was it like when we started dating or when we started having sex, whether that was during dating or the beginning of marriage. Was it about the same? Was there any concerns at that point? More than likely, there were concerns, and we just kind of overlooked it. We didn't really address it. And now that we've been in the relationship or we're married and things have progressed, it's becoming more of a concern and bothering us. So I look at, why was it not a concern back then? Or if it was, why do we not talk about it? Because talking and communicating in a relationship is really important. And what are we going to do about it now? So we have many options we can choose from. It's just, what do you guys want to do about it? I can't make one of you change.
Right.
If I just like having sex once a week and you want to have it, five times a week, well, either one of us is going to have to change. We're going to have to find a compromise. I also like to look at what people think sex is. Most of the time we think it's intercourse. Hey, sex can be more than just penetration. Sex can be a term that we use in the sex therapy world, other course. Is what else can we do that can be sexually stimulating or sexually arousing and feel just as good as sex that we might be doing and overlooking, and we're only counting how many times there's been penetration during the week. So we may be playing around, fondling, oral sex, but we're not including that, but it counts because we're still being sexual with each other.
Right.
So that's one approach I take with couples and trying to help broaden, what they are doing in their relationship. And also looking at other factors that might be involved with change in libido, medications, different kinds of medications can cause that. Age, just natural progression of age, change in hormones for both men and women can cause that. So it may be looking at, okay, are our hormones changing? Is there something we can do about that? If not, what is our new normal? So, if you're 40 years old, you might not be having sex like you were when you're 20. So, hey, let's look at embrace the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And how can we benefit from that and enjoy that and get pleasure from those years like we did from our
20s. Or then again, maybe you are. I mean, you know, it's different for everybody. Right. So, you know, that, I guess that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, and some women actually have an increase in libido as they age because we don't have to worry about pregnancy at that point. It's like, hey, I can go and do this and not have to worry about possibly getting pregnant. So I want to now have sex 5 times a week. And the man's like,
liberation.
I've been doing that for 2 decades. Yes.
Let me ask you this. If a couple comes to you and it's just not working out, at what point do you, do you tell them that this is it for you guys? You know, you guys are clearly not willing to change. So it's either this or, you know, you part ways. Do you ever find yourself having to kind of tell couples that?
One of the things that I tell couples when they're coming in, especially if we're not sure what we want to do with the relationship, is I look at, we have 3 options. We can stay the same. Most people don't tend to choose that. We can dissolve the relationship. It's an option. Or we can try to intensively work on it and see where we get. We might get somewhere. We may, you know, begin to look at how we can make this relationship work for where it is.
Right.
Or we may get to the point of, you know, we've tried everything. We're just different people now. So I definitely have that conversation. I'm not a therapist where I'm like, you have to stay married. You have to stay together. You know, it's going to be the end of the world if you don't. I'm like, what do you guys want to do? If your relationship is not healthy, well, let's make it where you can have a healthy relationship. It might just be with another person.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you really want to work on it and you really want to stay in the relationship, I'll be trying to find ways to make it work that you don't have as much stress or anxiety or depression. But at some point, you know, each person has to choose what's better, their personal health, you know, or staying in a relationship that they're not benefiting from. I can't make that decision for them, but I will definitely give them some information, facts, you know, from my experience of, hey, this has not really worked for most people. According to these numbers, this doesn't work, you know, or it's a really long time and a lot of work to make it work.
No, I'm not sure if you deal with this often, but I feel like it's important to ask. Do you find couples coming to you who may just want to talk out their relationship issues? Do you find happy couples ever coming to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, I actually encourage happy couples to come to me. I say therapy is well care. It's like you go to the doctor once a year just to make sure, hey, everything's good.
Right.
So therapy can be the same way. I just wrote a blog about, you know, therapy as well care versus sick care. Is sometimes it's nice just to come. One, we're making time for ourselves to talk about our relationship because we might have busy lives with kids or jobs or traveling, and we don't have a lot of time just to sit down and say, let's talk about this relationship we have.
Right.
So my office is, you know, you have at least an hour to do that, you know, just to focus on each other and the relationship. And it's also a way for me to hear what might be going on and say, well, have you guys thought of this? Sometimes I hear things differently than the couple can see it because I'm not in their relationship. And it's like, oh, well, we never thought of that. Like, that's why I'm here. So I always encourage couples, even if you think your relationship's great, it doesn't hurt just to get a different perspective, make the time to talk about those things that, you know, you need to talk about. Because if I go on a date with my partner, I really don't want to be talking about money and the kids and, you know, the leaky faucet. So let me go and do that in a space that it's not all that romantic and sexy, and leave date time for date time.
Right. We could talk about that in the morning before work. Let's, when we're out on a date, let's like focus on us and have a good time.
Yeah, because a lot of couples will plan a date, and then they end up talking about, oh, well, you know, Jimmy's got an F in class, and oh, honey, did you remember about the leaky? Well, that's not, you know, I mean, for me at least, that's not fun what I want to do when I'm making time on a Friday or Saturday night. I mean, you know, I guess if some people find that sexy and enjoyable, go right ahead.
I care about that on Monday morning, but on Friday night, I don't care about Jimmy's grades at all, or the faucet, or any of that.
Exactly, right. Like, let Jimmy fail school. Jimmy can learn the hard way if he needs to.
Yes!
And then on Monday morning, it's like, Jimmy, you better get an A, son.
Now, Courtney, do you find yourself, do you try and help kind of, like, do you throw ideas out there on how they could spice up things in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I actually have a few more blogs about that as well. I have affiliation with even some pleasure companies, adult pleasure companies. I'm not sure what words are acceptable for your show. So if you can follow me.
Yes,
so
gotcha.
I will talk about products. Okay, so I will talk about products that I might have tried myself or that I have at least seen and I know about. I'll talk about, you know, what are some ways that we can you know, make things different? Like, can you like have a getaway? I always like to have couples plan what I call a sexcation. So you're going on vacation, but the point is literally to have sex.
That is a great
cabin. I thought so too.
That is a fantastic idea.
Like, yeah. Right. I mean, at least leave and go get some food, or at least bring food in or something. But the focus is us. I mean, I'm not saying you have to go at it like a rabbit the whole weekend.
Right.
But again, let's explore some of the things that we've talked about. Let's maybe throw in some new toys, or let's do like a massage with each other. You know, so the focus is on being sensual with each other, having pleasure, focusing, and not, oh my gosh, we have to make it out to go to, you know, to make it to this event or to get to that event, or we have to pay like
right.
$200 just to go ride some stuff. It's, hey, we're focusing on and saving money.
The fact that you use the word sexcation means both couples yes. should know going into this what the deal is.
What we're doing.
Right. So, and again, right. we're not talking, again, it doesn't have to be a week, like a weekend stay at like a motel down the block.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to get away from your house, right. your like, normal stuff, your kids.
Yeah, it could be a staycation, sexcation, if you want it to be. Like, go to the city, get a nice room that you normally wouldn't, get room service that you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Instead of paying to go to the amusement park, and there you go. You don't have to leave.
I think that idea, it's the first time I've ever heard it used, is brilliant. And I don't know, I feel like you should trademark that somehow. Courtney and Jeter.
I'm not sure if I'm the one who really coined it, but thank you.
You're well, you're the first one that my girlfriend will be thrilled tonight that I found this little idea out, because I will certainly bring it up to her. Now, Courtney Jeter,
yes.
How can people find mm-hmm. your practice online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I do. I have a website. It's sexandrelationshiptherapist.com. I'm also on Facebook at C. Jeter, LMFT. Facebook and Twitter are the same. So you can find me anywhere on there. I have a mailing list. So if you want to get up to date on podcasts that I do, I have a Let's Talk Sex podcast that you can find episodes on my website. To sign up for the mailing list, find my blogs, you can subscribe. So that way you can get the latest up to date podcast blogs or just whatever's on my mind. Or sales that might be going on for those favorite toy companies of ours.
Fantastic. Well, Courtney Jeter, thank you so much for coming on. And again, for those listening out there who are curious about her work, it's Courtney Jeter with a G, G-E-T-E-R. So Courtney Jeter, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world and kind of spicing up our morning a little bit here. Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.